The lumberjack fishing season is winding down. There were six competing at the Tournament of Champions, and those six will also be competing at the Minnesota State Team Championships later on in September. We'll hear from three of them and their coach next.
My fishing pool keys, tackle box in my hand. Gonna cast a few lines with my toes in the sand. Pulling in a big catch makes me feel like a man. But the wife, she just don't understand. I love walleye, perch, trout, and bass. And if you don't like fishing, you can kiss my four-stroke right in the back. Cause the fishes all tremble at the thought of me when I'm fishing ball bucking country.
This is Fishing Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northline Fishing Tackle. We're getting caught up with the Lumberjack Fishing Team once again as they're getting close to wrapping up the season. They got the State Team Championships coming up in a little bit. They're coming off the Tournament of Champions. Mille Lacs, we have Jacob Slough and Ryan Radio. Guys, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Kev.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, let's start with you, Ryan. How'd your season go, and how long have you been a part of the Lumberjack Fishing Team?
This is my first year fishing in it. I was just told about it by some friends and was excited to give it a try, and the season didn't go as great as I was hoping, but it didn't go too bad.
What do you like about the team and the competitive fishing environment?
I'm a very competitive person, so I really like the competitive side of the fishing, and just a lot of fun to spend a day on the boat with a friend fishing.
Jacob, how about you? How long have you been in the fishing program, and what do you like about it?
I've been on the team for 2 years now since it started up. I was fishing competitive little tournaments here and there around town, and the idea that I could go do that against 200 other high schoolers was a great idea to me, so I hopped on board right away, and I just love the competitive side of it, and obviously all the friendships you make with it. But
Jacob, I know that you, like you say, you've been with it since the beginning, and you've been a very active member of the team. How many members do we have now in the program?
This year we had 8 teams, I believe, that actually competitively fished. We had up to 12 teams, I want to say, that were at the meeting at the beginning of the year. But some of those teams just didn't work out and people got busy and stuff. But I believe we had 8 teams that fished. It might have been eight or 10 that fished a tournament this year. So it was a big jump from last year.
Ryan, had you done competitive tournament fishing prior to joining the Lumberjack team?
One small tournament around Bemidji, but other than that, none.
What do you like about it?
It's just a lot of fun to go out and fish for a day with friends and the competitive nature of it.
Had you been a bass fisherman before you got into the high school fishing scene?
No, this is really my first year doing it.
What about you, Jacob? Had you been bass fishing before that?
Yeah, I had been bass fishing for a few years. I hadn't really hit the scene too hard, but I was definitely had a little bit of experience before, and then when all the tournament stuff came up, then I kind of decided, you know, this is what I like to do, and I put all my time and effort into the bass side of things.
What was the biggest adjustment for you guys when it came from going into bass compared to, you know, walleyes in the typical Minnesota fare?
I grew up in a family that you go walleye fishing, you get minnows, and you throw a jig over the side of the boat in vertical jig form. That's all I grew up doing. So it was just, in my opinion, it's just a completely different world of fishing. And you can fish some of the same spots sometimes, but just the way you fish and, you know, how different, and using a bait caster and heavy line and all the way down to a spinning rod with, you know, 4 or 6 pound line. Just that diversity and ways you can fish it, which you can walleye fishing. I just never grew up doing that, but just making that adjustment of how you really fish for those bass was my biggest thing.
How about you, Ryan?
Yeah, I would say pretty much the same thing. I always grew up vertical jigging for walleye, maybe a Lindy rig, but that was about it. So just learning all the new types of lures and baits and getting used to not using real bait.
Talk about it now, after doing this for, in your case, Jacob, a couple of years, in your case, Ryan, a year, are you guys sold on bass? Is that your new first love, or where are you at on that?
I've definitely spent way too much money for it not to be my love, so that's where I'm at. But, I mean, I don't get me wrong, I still love getting out walleye fishing and stuff, and if my dad wants to go walleye fishing, I'll definitely hop in the boat with him, but if it's me going out, it's almost 99% of the time I'm going to be bass fishing. That's just the excitement of it. you know, and the fact that I don't really walleye fish a ton, so I don't really know how to necessarily catch walleye that good. So,
yeah, I'd say pretty much the same thing. When I go out on my own now, it's been bass and only bass.
What year are you in high school, Ryan?
I'm going to be a senior this upcoming year.
So you've got another year of high school fishing to go.
Yep.
And Jacob, this is kind of your last hurrah, right?
This is my last hurrah. The TOC was my last kind of chance to make any statement for the individual side of things, and now that's done. So just looking forward to having a fun last team championship with all the guys, and that'll be a wrap for me.
Coming up later in the show, we'll hear from another team member, Nathan Bleck, as well as the head coach, Chris Haley. But up next, more with Jacob and Ryan. This is Fish and Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. Welcome back to Fish and Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. Jacob Slough and Ryan Radio, members of the Lumberjack Fishing Team, joining me. They just wrapped up the Tournament of Champions. And guys, so the Tournament of Champions on Mille Lacs, that runs like the typical high school tournament where there's a two-person tandem and they are an individual team, correct?
Yep. I ended up fishing it by myself. My partner got sick, so he wasn't able to make it, but yeah, typically it's a two-person makes up a one team, but every once in a while, I think there was one other kid that was fishing by himself in that tournament as well, but two is what usually makes up a team there.
Ryan, were you in the Tournament of Champions?
No, I wasn't.
Okay. So you and Jacob are together for the first time for this upcoming team championship. So what are you guys doing in the meantime, getting ready to learn about each of your strengths and get used to fishing together?
Me and Ryan actually have been fishing the Northwoods League. Northwoods has a bass league every Wednesday night. So we've been fishing against each other in that all summer. So I kind of been able to see what he likes to do, and I think he's been able to see what I like to do. And we'll just have to get out there and pre-fish and see what our strengths and weaknesses are and play off of that and hopefully try to go catch some fish.
What is the biggest challenge when you're out there on the water in a tournament situation as far in your mind?
I think it's just the decision-making. You know, you can have all the right spots and you can have, you know, the fish where you need them to be, but making those right decisions and making that, you know, do I move or do I wait and hope that they turn on, or do I switch up what I'm throwing? Just that decision-making and that doubt that you have in your head, well, if I do this, it could lead to that, or it might lead to something else, and then just committing to that. That's what I've always struggled with, was just that decision-making part of it.
And guys, it's not just finding bass, it's finding big bass too, correct?
Yeah, exactly. You could catch 12 inches all day, but it's finding those big fish is what wins you tournaments.
Ryan, as you get ready for this tournament, what do you know about Pelican Lake? That's the team state championship coming up at Pelican Lake. Do you know much about the lake at all?
No, I actually don't know almost nothing, only what my Navionics app tells me for depth. So it'll be fun to get to know a new lake, that's for sure.
Now, how much time do you guys get prior to the event to fish that lake and explore it?
We're not given a set time, and we can't be on the water, so I mean, I could go up there right now and stay up there until mid-September and fish every single day if I wanted to. But so it just comes down to how long you want to stay up there for and how much time you want to put in on the water.
In the Tournament of Champions, Jacob, how did it go for you?
It was okay. Had to fish through a lot of adversity that week. A lot of things just didn't go right with the boat. Flat tire, grass weren't working. Got three fish, and they were three of the really right ones, but, you know, I was around fish all day. They just weren't biting, but it was fun. It was a fun way to end the year. Obviously, you wish it could have went different, but it was still a fun day.
And now, guys, this tournament you have coming up, you will be a tandem together in one boat. There will be two other Bemidji tandems in two other boats, but you combine all of your fish for one team score, correct?
That is correct.
It's a little different scenario than most of the tournaments you guys have been on.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the whole Bemidji team will be sharing spots, we'll be sharing everything we know about that lake, because it doesn't matter how one team does versus the other. It's all a joint effort. So,
Ryan, you got a year left of high school. Any plans for after that?
I'm starting to make plans, but nothing concrete yet. I'm looking at going to college, but not quite sure where yet.
Okay, Jacob, I know you're done now, so what do you have planned for this upcoming year?
I'm taking this fall semester off, just going to be working, seeing how things play out, but the tentative plan is to attend BSU for generals and fish on the team for a few years and then go somewhere else and possibly finish up an engineering degree.
Okay. Jacob Slough and Ryan Radio, they will be fishing together in the state team championships on Pelican Lake. When is that coming up, guys?
That is September 19th and 20th.
Okay, so it could be a beautiful day, and it could be an awful couple of days, too. You never know in September in Minnesota.
Yep, you nailed that one.
All right, guys, thanks for taking the time today. Good luck and congratulations on being key parts to getting this program started at Bemidji High School.
Yeah, thank you very much, Kev.
Thank you.
This is Fish and Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. We continue talking Bemidji High School fishing. We got the coach with us, Chris Haley, and we got one of the team members, Nathan Bleck. Guys, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Kev.
Thank you as well, Kev.
Well, let's start with you, Nathan. What year are you, and how long have you been part of the Bemidji High School fishing team?
I was a senior this last season, and I was a part of the team last year as our first year.
What do you like about the competitive fishing situation with Bemidji High School and high school fishing in general?
A big part of it is that we get to get out and we get to fish these lakes that we wouldn't have had a chance to fish if we weren't in the tournament. And we get to have a competitive part of it as a very good introduction to the sport and competitive.
Had you done any competitive fishing prior to joining the Lumberjack team?
I had never done it, but I'd always wanted to try it.
Okay. Chris, we've talked to you a number of times, certainly, and you are no stranger to the tournament fishing scene, but it's a little different vibe, I'm guessing, when it's high school kids for a lot of them doing it for the first time on a competitive level.
It really is. You know, these kids, basically, they're jumping right straight into the competition, you know, because they want to learn how to do it and be part of it, and you know, they don't come in with having fished, you know, smaller tournaments around the community first and basically earning their wings that way. It's just, you know, jump right in and get on it.
Nathan, what is it like to be out there on the on a boat with all those other boats out there? I mean, those are big tournaments. They're not like, 20 boats. These are big competitive events.
It's definitely stressful, I think. With it being such a new thing to me, a lot of fun getting out and meeting all the new people, seeing all the boats as we take off at the landings. And a big part of what I think I liked it is because you get to see so many new people and fish with them all.
How open are other people to sharing what they do and giving you tips?
You know, the people that I had talked to, at least the people in the tournament, they didn't really share many of their spots or where they were going to go. But I talked to quite a few people around the area, and they were just so excited that we were getting into the sport, and they'd give me all sorts of spots. They'd tell me what they were catching them on, how they were working it.
And, you know, Chris, one of the things I think is pretty cool about this is it's just talking even to Jacob Slough who and Ryan Radio, neither one of those guys had done a whole lot of bass fishing prior to this. It's giving Bemidji area anglers the opportunity to learn about another way of fishing.
Exactly. You know, there's always been a strong bass fishery in this area. And back years and years ago, we used to actually have a Bassmaster Club where a lot of the locals fish bass, and that's including the Petersons and Gary Newell when he was alive and so many others that are actually really, really good sticks in the bass world now and doing very well for themselves fishing these bass tournaments. So, you know, we've always been around in the background, but now because of the high school fishing, the general public is really starting to find out just exactly how many bass we have in this area.
There is a ton, no doubt about it. So in our 2 years of developing this Bemidji High School fishing program, how's it gone overall as far as getting kids involved?
You know, it's been a serious learning curve for me. I mean, we really didn't know what we were doing last year, and, you know, we ended up having a successful season and moving through it. And then this year, building on that knowledge that we had from last year, we were able to add some more experiences and, you know, add to the fundraising. One of the biggest things was getting incorporated and getting our 501c3. And then that way, you know, companies can help us support these kids out with their expenses and still get a tax write-off for it. And just, you know, as we're getting more kids and I'm fishing more of these tournaments with these kids and having to coordinate these tournaments, you know, I am starting to learn more and more about how the most efficient way to run this team moving forward is going to work.
You know, as we're wrapping up the second year, you had the Tournament of Champions this past weekend, I believe it was, the state team championships coming up. Explain to us what those two tournaments are and how they differ.
All right. The Tournament of Champions is what the kids are striving for throughout the season. They go out and they fish these qualifiers. And then the Student Angler Tournament Trail takes the top 10% from each tournament and awards them a slot in that Tournament of Champions. So you have to earn that.
Okay.
And when you go fish that, then you're fishing for yourself. The state championship, I get to choose three teams that go to the state championship, and we based it on merit. You know, the kids that made the Tournament of Champions were in, and then so we're just, you know, we're sending three teams up, but it's a different format. All three teams are fishing for just one limit. So we've got six anglers out there in three boats that are fishing for seven fish. So they can catch 100 fish, but will get credit for only the top seven. So all three teams are just fishing for Bemidji in this.
So, Nathan, is there any way, are you allowed to communicate from boat to boat with your other teammates to know where you need to go if one of you guys get on a big fish?
We're not supposed to be communicating between telephone to telephone, but if we happen to stumble upon each other, say one boat's not doing too hot and they find us somewhere else and we caught a bunch in that spot, we can tell them when we're both on the lake together.
Okay. All right. So what's the best finish you've had in your career with the Bemidji High School team?
My best finish was on Gull Lake. I believe at 2 o'clock we were in, 28th place.
Okay.
Out of 200 boats.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's upper percentage there. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was high enough to get us into the Tournament of Champions.
Nice. And how'd that go for you?
You know, we had a really rough day pre-fishing. It was a big storm the day before, and it was so hot. Not many people did good, and we were one of those teams.
Okay. And there was, again, 70. I think there were 75 total teams there, I think is what Jacob told me. And, yeah, some fish got skunked. Or some teams actually got skunked, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So this is coming up September 19th and 20th, and Chris, as we all know, in Minnesota fishing, that could be a beautiful couple of days, and that could be a horrible couple of days weather-wise.
Exactly, but, you know, because it is Minnesota, all we have to do is wait 5 minutes, and it'll change.
Yes. What do either of you guys know about Pelican Lake?
The only thing I know is that supposedly it's Al Linder's favorite lake in Minnesota to fish, so...
Oh.
I'm going to be getting online and looking over the maps online and doing some pre-fishing that way to kind of come up with a little bit of a game plan. Right now we're planning on, those that can do this, are planning on heading up Thursday before, fishing some on Thursday, and then fishing all day Friday, and then the tournament's Saturday and Sunday. And because of the nature of this tournament, you know, obviously we're going to be meeting each night after fishing and giving up all information that anybody's learned, because we're not fishing against each other. We're fishing for each other. So we want everybody to know everything that we can possibly learn.
Nathan, how do you get ready for something like this?
So for this tournament, it was a little weird this year because I actually went down and pre-fished it for a week over July with my fishing partner.
Okay, so
and the water's about a foot low this year, so it was hard finding where the fish were. They're not normally on the rock islands that they're on out there, because it's typically a pretty shallow lake, and there's a lot of rock structure out there.
Now, for those who don't know, where is Pelican Lake?
That's Pelican Lake's up in...
Whoever wants to answer, go ahead.
Go ahead, Nathan.
So Pelican Lake is in the town of Orr, Minnesota.
Okay, and from Bemidji, where is that? South, east, west, north?
Northeast,
okay.
So that's the Iron Range.
Oh, okay, so that's... I mean, isn't there a Pelican Lake down by Fergus Falls, too?
I think there is, yes.
Okay, I was thinking of that one, but so this is a different lake altogether.
Yeah, we're going to be heading back up to smallmouth territory, which anybody that's caught a smallmouth, you're hooked.
Hey, before we wrap it up, Chris, as you look to the future here, what are some of the things you're hoping to see happen in Bemidji High School fishing in the next 2 to 3 years?
Well, you know, we want to keep building. We want to get to the point. We actually did when the COVID thing hit us this year and they canceled the first qualifier tournament. We actually held a little Bemidji-only derby on the mobile chain, and we had 8 of our teams came out and fished that, and everybody just threw $20 in the hat, and then the top 3 teams split it up. And it was just, it was a blast. The kids loved it, and so I want to see more of that happen with the team. Mm-hmm. And then also I want to see us get to the point where, you know, we can start incorporating some multi-species stuff for kids that want to be part of the team but that aren't necessarily bass fishermen.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. I mean, the competitive side, if you go for the bigger tournaments, is all bass. But, yeah, it might be fun to do some other species, too.
Yep. We can have trophies, you know, for, you know, like the major species, walleyes, northerns, you know, panfish. And then that way kids can go out with their families and fish and be part of these derbies, but not necessarily feel like, well, they don't have a chance to win anything because they're not bass fishermen.
Well, Nathan, what do you have planned next in your life and career?
I'm going to be going to Northwest Technical College and getting a degree in nursing.
Oh, okay. And probably keep fishing, right?
Oh, for sure.
All right. Guys, I appreciate you taking time today, getting us caught up with what's going on with the Lumberjack Fishing Team. Again, the state team championship coming up on Pelican Lake on September 19th and 20th. And we've got 3 sets of Lumberjacks that will be competing there. Chris Haley, Nathan Vleck, thanks for your time today, and good luck.
Thanks, Kevin. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Kevin.
FISHIRIN, Paul Bunyan Country.
At Rural First, we're the leader in rural construction loans because we don't work here. We work out here. We live rural, which means we know just what you need to build rural. Our dedicated team of loan specialists works with you throughout the construction process. And with our digital tool, you can manage your project all in one place. That's how Rural First gets you closer to what matters. Rural First is a registered trademark of Farm Credit Mid-America. NMLS 407249. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval and eligibility. Other terms and conditions may apply. Visit ruralfirst.com for more details.